W.
Friday the 13th. Yeah, I got some scary music. I got to bring it up, the Halloween-y kind of music. Although I'm not superstitious, so it's just another Friday to me. And I'm sure to Brianna Koval, because she's, you know, I always refer to her as the common sense lady. I'm sure she's not superstitious either.
I'm
Are you?
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not realize it was Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
You just said that to me. It was just Friday.
Just a Friday.
Yeah.
To most of us, it's just a Friday.
No, I'm not necessarily superstitious. I think we all have our rituals, but I wouldn't necessarily call that superstition.
Do you have a lucky number?
I do not.
Number 8 is my number.
Why?
And I don't know. I see that just
like number 8.
Yeah. It's just like that has been assigned to me. I don't know if some weird zodiac thing,
like
whatever.
Like the infinity ellipse.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going,
that
well,
that could be a good lucky number.
A figure 8. Well, that would probably fit. So, you know, every time I see the number 8, it's like, oh, okay. Or if I'm asked to choose a number, that's the one I'll go with. Anyway, I don't know how we got off on this
good
tangent.
Good to know. If you're ever on Deal or No Deal, he's picking case number 8.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Let's talk about something we can all use, like flood forecasts. You got
yes.
a new one?
Well, the new flood outlook came out yesterday. Now, remember, it's not a forecast.
It's an outlook. There's
a
difference.
Outlook because it's long term. Now, when you look at the numbers on this one versus the last one, did they get a little higher? Yes. But did this one factor in a longer time period? Absolutely.
Okay.
So this one goes all the way out to May 17th with anticipated moisture to factor in what if we have a delayed melt. Do I feel in, you know, the deepness of my soul that we're going to have a delayed melt?
No.
I do not. But
no,
that
I don't
could
either.
Be this odd week of warm weather that we're having that's just giving me optimistic vibes.
Mm-hmm.
However, I mean, the extended forecast doesn't show a significant amount of snow. Other than whatever is going to happen on Tuesday, Wednesday, which we really don't know.
But we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
we talked
did.
About looking that far ahead.
Yep. But after that, I mean, there's really nothing in the extended forecast that would indicate massive amounts of snow. However, it's those spring rains that typically affect things more than late season snow. So, I mean, we'll see. That 75 to 25% gradient within the flood forecast is 10.7 feet to 12.8 feet on the main stem in Breckenridge.
All right.
That is not concerning overall.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's
not raising eyebrows. Yeah.
It's barely even into the minor flooding category. So it's an inconvenience at best. So we'll just have to see how things continue to transpire through the end of April and into early March. Typically, we're done and spring flooding is no longer a concern by mid-March. Mid to late March, so we probably have another month to think about this.
I'm glad we're talking about this in the middle of February, though. I really am.
Well, we try to give everybody a little warning on the front end.
That's true. You really do.
But as you can tell, within this past week, our snowpack is reducing.
But is it ripe?
It's getting there.
Okay.
It's getting there. I would not call it considerably ripe yet.
Do the banana metaphor thing too again, would you please? Because this is good.
Okay, so consider your December snowpack as a green banana.
A green banana.
Yep, completely unripe. You don't want to eat that banana.
Got it.
Right now, our snowpack is an edible banana. No spots, just yellow.
But it's not ready to make bread yet.
Yeah, it's a good eating banana, but it's not banana bread banana yet.
Okay.
When our snowpack is absolutely ripe and ready to just be gone, all of the moisture drains out of it, and you just have those huge ice crystals that are dirty, and you can pick it up, and it just crumbles in your hand. That means all of the moisture has leaked out of it, and it's down at the bottom. Because it can't get into the ground, since the ground is still frozen.
That's
so it's
true,
just,
yeah.
The water hasn't gone anywhere. It's just idle.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a perfectly ripe snowpack. So we're on our way.
Mm.
It's not ripe yet.
So get out there, look at the snow, and just think bananas.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, absolutely. See, I love what I learn on this segment.
Absolutely.
There's so much going on. One more time, and cover this just one more time.
Okay.
The new alert system in Wilkin County.
Yes, we have switched vendors. We now are with Rave Solutions, Smart 911, and it is called Wilkin Alerts. Now, if you would like to get those emergency messages, just broad-based emergency messages such as no travel advisories or, you know, anything like air quality, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then you're going to want to text in Wilkin Alerts, all one word, all lowercase, to 226-787. That's going to get you those broad-based alerts that would go to everyone in the county.
Okay.
Now, if you want targeted localized alerts, which includes weather alerts, you need to finish your registration process. Because when you text in Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, all one word, to 226-787, you're going to get a bounce back text that's going to have a link in it to complete your registration.
Is that a long registration and take much time?
It takes a couple minutes.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah,
and
that'd be worth doing.
It's up to you how much information you want to put in there. You can just give us your name and your address and a phone number, and that's it. And that's all we need, because then we know where we can geo-target those exact messages for you, which would mean you would get neighborhood alerts if there was one in your neighborhood, if there was a situation and you needed to shelter in place, or targeted severe weather warnings. That's the only way you're going to get those severe weather messages is if you finish your registration process,
okay.
Which means when you text in, you have to click that link and finish the process.
And finish the process. And then you'll get the specialized stuff or the targeted
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Now, I checked the system a couple days ago, and about 50% of people who have registered for Wilkin Alerts have completed their process.
Okay.
So that's not bad. I mean, it took us the better part of a decade to get the robust amount of phone numbers that we had within Code Red. So it's going to take some time to build this system, but don't wait. Severe weather season is really not too far away. So if you want to receive those targeted alerts from us, make sure you complete your registration after you text in Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, all one word, to 226-787.
That is great peace of mind. I would do that just for the peace of mind and knowing, okay, I'm kind of covered here if anything kind of breaks.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's a great backup plan. I would never tell someone to just rely solely on us for our alerts.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be alerts direct from our sheriff's office or from the National Weather Service, but have a redundant system. Have another way to receive alerts as well, because if by some, you know, unfortunate situation, our system goes down, then you at least have a backup.
There is
as well.
A backup. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
so,
good. That's good thinking. All right.
Absolutely.
Now, do we want to talk scouts? Do we want to talk archery? What do we want to talk?
Well, last weekend the scouts had their pancake feed because
How was
it was
that?
Scout Sunday.
Yeah.
Very well attended.
Good.
So that went very well for them. And, you know, right now they're just starting to gear up for a couple merit badge clinics that are coming up, one in Fargo in a couple weeks, and then we actually have one in Wahpeton.
Nice.
I believe it's in April, which is great. It's been a number of years since we've had one locally. So that'll be a great opportunity for them. And then in terms of archery, Lidgerwood tournament this weekend. So
how many kids?
Oof, I'm not sure how many are registered for this one. So we'll just have to see how it goes. We're about halfway through the season. I can't believe we're halfway through the season already.
I can't believe how that program has grown.
I know.
I mean, from you know, just a few kids to what it is now. It's
I know.
Crazy.
There must be like 80 of them.
I love that.
It's a big program.
Mm-hmm.
Super enjoyable for those who are involved. But yeah, good luck to all the archers locally and from across the region that are shooting in Lidgerwood this weekend.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Well, we can do follow-up next week. Going to be next Friday?
Yes.
Tell me, yeah.
Always.
Okay, and I'm fired up for April, too, because then I get to talk to you a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, for recycling.
Recycling,
yes.
Can month. We're gearing up.
Can
we were
month.
Talking
See,
about it just yesterday.
I'm gonna put this Coke can that I have right now, I'm gonna put that towards my April.
Your stash?
Yeah, my April stash.
Yep, I'm hoping that we'll have a good incentive price this year.
That'd be good.
Markets have been pretty stable, so I'm fairly confident we can bump that price up a little bit in April. So we'll see where it goes.
Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with Brianna every Friday here in the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.